Good morning. It is always good to see each and every one of you and to be gathered in the beauty of this space as we come together to worship God and to be with one another. If this is your first time worshiping with us here at St. John's, I invite you to look for a card that looks like this at the end of your pews. It's just a card that we invite you to fill out so that we can learn a little bit more about you and keep in touch so that you can then learn a bit more about us. Once you're done filling this out, on your way out of worship, there is a basket on the back bench to the right as you exit. If you can place it in there, it will make its way to my little hands, and I will be in touch with you. I trust, though, that whether visitor or regular, that no matter who you are, and no matter where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are, and most importantly, to share God's love with you. So welcome. I do have a few announcements to make this morning, the first of which has to do with those rocks that you may have seen at Reverend Sue's retirement service. They were in the library. Those rocks have found their permanent home. So the Words of Faith team, as they call themselves, those who claimed the important role of coordinating some of the additions to the meditation garden in honor of Reverend Sue, invite you to join them in visiting Reverend Sue's bench and the area surrounding it after worship today. On Saturday, August 20th, team members met at Reverend Sue's bench and permanently cemented 32 rocks, 16 on each side, in the areas next to the bench. 10 additional rocks surround the large rocks with Amos and the mouse that lead to the bench. Last Wednesday, team members planted purple pansies and purple mums with mulch spread carefully around the plants. As the seasons change, so will the flowers. We wish Reverend Sue were here to join us as we admire the areas that we so lovingly have prepared, but we're confident she is with us. So we give thanks to Don Atkiss, Mark Bruin, Amy Faga, Debbie Hendricks, Leroy Horst, and Sally Jarenko, who with great love and care took on this task and were, of course, honored to do so. So following our service today, make your way over to the Meditation Garden. I'm sure some of those listed will be hanging out over there, but it's a good place to visit time and time again when you just kind of need to be there. A reminder about our recycling event, our community-wide recycling event that St. John's is hosting. This is electronic recycling. That is happening September 24th. We are in need of some volunteers to help facilitate that. It's run by an outside program, but they need our hands to help in the process of that day. There are sign-up sheets in the narthex and in the elevator lobby where you can claim a couple hours at a time shifts. Please, if you are available that day, sign up. If you have any questions about that event, please contact Don Atkiss. And I'm going to invite Dan Panichaita forward for one last announcement.
Good morning. I'll try to be brief, but no promises. I just want to talk about the men's breakfast, of all things. A lot of people have seen it in the Herald and other publications, but you might not know exactly what it's about. Well, it's just a group of guys who gets together at 9 a.m. on the second Tuesday of each month at the Franconia Cafe on Allentown Road near 113. There's no dues, there's no commitment to coming every time we have breakfast. But it's just a group of guys who like to get together and talk about a lot of different things. The contact, if you're interested, is Charles Sissian. I can give you his email address. It's actually Gmail. And it's cjsisian@gmail.com. He's the one that sends out the reminders and so that he can tell the staff up there how many people to expect so they can set up our separate room that we have. I should emphasize this is not a Bible study group by any means, though there are religious moments that take place, especially like when Steve Jarenko begins a rant on how great Clemson is. We all go, oh God. So, Or when we give thanks for the food we're about to receive, we ask Jerry Lindemann what his wife's name is, and he says, Grace. Should be a rim shot there somewhere. There's an unwritten rule that we don't discuss politics for so many reasons, which I'm not going to get into, but all are welcome, and we really look forward to having some new guys join us. The more the merrier. We've had as few as 12 and as many as 16 and 17. So group size, like I said, the more the merrier. Thank you.
How sad I am. I cannot go to the men's breakfast. Don't invite me. No, I'm just kidding. No, a wonderful group that meets, and just nice to hear about St. John's people gathering in the community and sharing, as we'll talk about in our sermon, sharing a table with one another. I believe that those are all of the announcements this morning. Lots going on our calendars, but also on our hearts and minds, and we like to set some of that aside so that we can be present in the midst of worship, especially those things that keep us busy. So I invite you now to join me as we take a deep and slow and very intentional breath. As we breathe in God's Spirit that fills this place and fills each one of us. As we exhale and we feel our bodies relax and settle into the pew and settle into this time. As we ask God to meet us here in this place, as we prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Thank you.
our theme for this morning is Open Table. And given the time of year in which we find ourselves, I immediately thought of a school cafeteria. I don't know how many of you ate in your school cafeteria growing up, but at Hershey High School, where I went, it always seemed like we were about 10 minutes and 20 chairs short in the lunchroom. So when the bell rang, there was a mad dash to try to find a seat, preferably among friends. I remember the panic you had when you got out of the lunch line and you stood there with your tray, looking for your table of friends, your place in the sea of people. And I also remember the relief you felt when you found it. In a world where we are so often taking seats away at the table, how good it is to know that there is a seat saved for you at Christ's table. There is no mad dash to get there. There's no pushing or shoving. There's no threat that you've missed your reservation or your seat has been taken. The table is open and all are invited. Now here's the thing. God doesn't promise that we will always be seated next to people we like, or people we agree with, or people that don't ruffle our feathers or challenge us in some way. God promises that we will always have a seat, but not always that we'll have the seat we want. And I have a feeling that those who we are seated next to are not by coincidence. God does do wonderful work around the table. So as we come together this morning, know that there is a place saved for you and for all people, not just here in the pews, but wherever we go, wherever we are, because God's table is an open one, one that we are seated at even now as we gather together in this place to worship in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.